Okay, let's go. Page Nun Gimel. Leif Chodesh Ruach Hadasha. Every time we learn this, I feel like I'm davening. And I'm telling you the truth, I feel like it's davening. It's more technical a little bit later, but these are like tefillos. Each one is like a tefillah. If we can't be an SSL, when we're learning this, we feel a little bit closer to being there. Svichem onu lahashiv el avaveinu shashem esbach mekayim banu keis chaya es a nevuah hazu. Last week we finished the last parak with the nevuah of Yechezkel Anavi of Zerakti Aleichem Ayim Toher. Even as Hakhlim of Leiv Chodesh, Nevuah Chodesh, Eitem Bekir Bechem, Hashem's going to give us a new ruach, a new heart, he's going to take away the heart of stone. And we're going to live in the land, and it's going to be the way it should be, and Hashem will be our God, and we'll be His people. And so many years we're reading these beautiful things. And we're now living at the beginning of the fulfillment of this Nevuah. We have the schus to live at this time. The Nevuah of Nesach Lechem Leif Chodesh, Ruach Hadash, Eitin Bekir Bechem, Mishi Yabit Al Imke Lovavis Yisrael, whoever looks to the depths of Jewish hearts in our generation, how we are now. Not on the surface. The surface is there's a lot of crazy stuff. But to look, al imke levavis Yisrael, v'lo elach chitzonius bilvad, not the chitzonius bilvad. Yivakach liros gadol hahechshel madrega zu. We'll see that we're mamish prepared for this madrega of a new heart. A ruach hadasha. We're mamish already feeling that. V'anu tzrichim l'achin atzmeh l'kras ha'lev ha'chadosh. We have to prepare ourselves to receive this new heart. A ruach hadasha. Ha'holchim b'vayim alenim yilamal. It's descending upon us from above. Ha'lev ha'chadosh v'ruach ha'chadosha. Yimalu es chayenem pa'oshi v'chani elyon. This new heart and this new ruach will fill our lives with a great, great spiritual wealth. Yitzaku banu mashmos kiyum, the tachlis amukam oidim will pour into us a tremendous meaning to our existence and a feeling of great tachlis, purpose in our lives. Ruach hadash is utifal b'chol shidvayis ha'umah. This new ruach is going to affect, it's beginning to affect all the different parts of our nation. All the different parts. All the different levels, types within Klal Yisrael. Hita'ir ruach tshuva amuka b'chol ha'torah. And ultimately it's going to awaken a tremendous, a deep ruach of tshuva for all those who have gone off the path. Soviv tarbuyos, zarvus, and achrios who have given themselves over to all kinds of foreign culture and strange things. Tiviyem litoy mituv Hashem. It's going to bring them to want to taste from the good of Hashem and the sweetness of Torah mitzvahs. I don't know the details of this, but a few people sent me today a thing about this Israeli musician. Apparently, he's like the most popular Israeli musician. His name is Omer Adam. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Adam.
Yeah. Right. So he has this song Merdani.
Right.
Yeah. It's a gewaldige song. If you didn't hear it, it's very good to hear. So he's not yet completely Shara Torah Mitzvahs, but he turned down a $1 million thing to sing, not even to sing on Shabbos, but the rehearsal is going to go into Shabbos, and he says he's not going to do that. Thinking so Bechlal, what's happening now with these Israeli musicians? If you have an idea, it's an amazing thing that's going on with these Israeli musicians. There's a whole chevra of these guys. That they were complete chilonim, and they're starting to sing songs of hishtakikus for Hashem and for Torah, and slowly but surely, many of them are doing tshuva, they're becoming bali tshuva. And I mentioned to you, I don't know if it was Nis Chavura, a different one, that when we last year when we were living in Shai Chesed, I don't know if you heard that night there was a big concert going on in Gansaki, you know. So Gansaki is right there, you know, on the down from Shai Chesed, and they had a big concert, and it was loudspeakers and singing very, very loud. And it was completely secular. It wasn't a religious concert. It was just a secular people, a secular concert. And then they started to sing in the middle. They started to sing. Maybe they were singing. They were singing, and they started to sing one of the popular Nigunim of Kedusha. Like, maybe it was this, but it was one of these. It was a Nigun of Kedusha they were all singing about. Oh, they were singing. They were singing Ein Yesh Ba'olam Klal. Rabbeinu Sha'ag Bekol Gadol, and I stood by the window of the apartment, and I was looking at, and I saw the light coming up from over there. And I stood there, and I started to cry like a baby. I said, "Rishon, look at the singer, Rabbeinu Sha'ag Bekol," and the musician, and read about the next day in the newspaper that he spoke to him about that this is Rabbi Nachum Breslov, and he has like 5,000-6,000 secular Israelis, you know. The secular Israelis are secular, and they're singing Rabbeinu Sha'ag Kol Gadol. Mitzvah Gadola, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And this year, this Omer Adam is Mekadei Shem Shemayim. What a schus he has that he said to the whole world and to the Israeli chevre. He said, "No way, Shabbos." It's unbelievable. It's Mekadei Shem Hashem. This is something. The musicians are usually b'teva, the more sensitive people. So they're picking up on certain frequencies that the rest of the Olam takes a little bit longer, but they're picking up already on these frequencies. But this song I heard, the Modani, this I heard already like 2-3 years ago. It's a Gewaldigism. The words are Gewaldig. You just sung that settled. But the song itself and the way he sings it, he puts on a yarmulke to sing it.
On the
talus. Oh, he put on a talus. He put on a tefillin. I didn't see it. I saw he was wearing a talus. And he put on a yarmulke and he starts to sing. And the words of that song are like...
You're supposed to come to America. His concerts were sold out.
In America?
In America. But he couldn't come because some of his musicians couldn't get visas. That's how popular he is.
I didn't know that in America. Oh, probably the Israelis here all know about him. Yeah. Yeah. It's an Indian. So, Leiv Chodesh... Leiv Chodesh, Rabbim Yeruv Yenarul Hashem, that last sentence. Rabbim Yeruv Yenarul Hashem, many, many are going to see this and they're going to stream and go to Hashem. El Tuvah HaGadol, Tshuva Shleim Lavim Bashamayim. Leiv Chodesh Zay Yitairis Lavavis Shalmei Emuni Yisrael. This new heart is going to purify the hearts of those who are already believers, because all of us are already believers and keep a mitzvah, but the hearts are not pure. There's a lot of rust and dust and cook, you know, over the years. And we need to have our hearts really purified. L'harchivis ha-hargoshes ha-chayim. To expand that hargoshes ha-chayim, we've been talking about that feeling of how, of life, meaning of that Yiddishkeit is, that Yiddishkeit is who we are. It's not just something that we do. It's mamish. It's our lives. And it gives us life. The daven is not something to get finished with and to learn. It's not something to finish, it's to savor every single second of davening and when we do a mitzvah, that we feel that this is our life. It's not something that we have to do. And to ascend to a feeling of deep, deep connection with each and every Jew. But in the depths of our hearts, to remove all the machlaikas and vapirudim, the separations, as tzimtzum v'kitn katnas adas. And the smallness, the katnas adas, the tzimtzum, the terrible tzimtzum, the katnas adas. The lochush is hayusaynu am echad. To be able to feel that we're mamish one people, to feel that. Not just to say, or when things get, or there's some kind of a bad thing that happens, but to feel always that we're mamish, every Jew, no matter who, am echad. Neshama achas, one neshama with every Jew. The whole Jewish people is one neshama. Guf echad mamish. Even one body, just one body, one big body that's called Knesset Yisrael. Begadlus shel Torah, avodas Hashem me'ira, and that our learning should be with godless, and our avodah should be me'ira, should be illuminating, should be shining. Lais oimek chaim, filled with the depths of life. Aisha argoshes kaidish nisos, with deep exalted feelings of holiness. Leiv ze yoyer belavavus kolaham. Now, if we, meaning the Shlomo Emunah Yisrael, those of us who are Shomer Mitzvahs, the religious ones, if we are affected by this, if we connect to this, then this is going to this heart, Yair Belavavus Kol Ha'am, is going to shine into the hearts of the entire nation. Yichadish Bo Kimei Kedem Es Oysei Maimon Elyon Shaviyichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. The way that we began when we were at Har Sinai. Vayichan in the singular, right? Which is we encamped by Har Sinai Ki Isha Echad. Rashi says Belev Echad. There's one person with one heart. Once we're feeling that we're one nation, that we're one people, then it's only proper, as the Tzaddik explained, it's only proper that when you have a family, that you should have a house. It's not proper to start a family and to live on a park bench. Have a family, you need a house. The house of the Jewish people is Yerushalayim. The house of the Jewish people is Beis HaMikdash. That's our home. If we would feel that we're a family, if we Bamas would feel that we can't live with each other, without each other, we can't live without each other, then the Baruch Shalom would give the Jewish people our home back. Not with a mosque sitting over there. So we'd have our home back. We'd be home. Bayis Merkazi, because a family needs to have a place to get together. Sheitain beat to the Madregas Chaim Zu, that will allow us a place where we could express this life of Dveikus Bashem. It's the way of a family to want to have a house. A family needs a house. So there will be this deep feeling in our hearts, in the hearts of a mishpachas beis Yisrael, of the family of the Jewish people. Shilona b'yisach, that we should have one main headquarters, one place. Mokon b'yin niskanes kulono, a place for all of us to come to. Ubona v'yes ruchenu ha'adira, a place where we could express this great ruach within us. Haklol is this general klolistic ruach. Hachoshes kol am kahavaya achas, that feels that the entire nation is one mitzias. Margeshes is a leiv ha'echad shemefayim b'sof kol nafshas Yisrael, and feels that there's one heart beating within Am Yisrael, amongst all souls. Shuv lo yistapek ha'ish Yisraeli, if you give him a few more pages, he's like being poetic. He gets into more of the lamaisa, but he can't hold himself back. It's not Rav Kook, but it's in that ruach of Rav Kook. Shuv lo yistapek ha'ish ha'Yisraeli rak b'beis kneses kehilasi no'el mufuar. Jews will no longer be satisfied by having their own shul, their own pretty shul, their beautiful shul. They're not going to be satisfied just knowing that we have a beautiful shul. Lo b'mokam shul Torah, v'adis Hashem, lo chok anshei shlomo v'lvad. And they won't be satisfied just having a beis hamedrash, a place to daven for their own, not lo chok anshei shlomo v'lvad, for their own particular chok, for their own group. Not going to be satisfied. Just that we have a nice place, we have a good place for ourselves. But rather, the eyes of the entire Jewish people are going to turn and face Yerushalayim to build the Beis HaMikdash, to want to have the Beis HaMikdash. Elam Mokum Shesham Olu Shvatim Shiftei Kod, to the place where all the Shvatim went up. Eidus the Yisrael, Ahidus Hashem Hashem, to give thanks to Hashem. Ubelev Chai V'ranan, and with a living and vibrant heart. Nachush Kolonu is Divrei Ruach HaPeinu. Will mamish feel inside of us the words of Mashiach Hashem of David HaMelech, who said, "Samachti ba'emun li beis Hashem ne'elach." The greatest simcha we could have is to go up to the house of Hashem. Samachti ba'emun li beis Hashem ne'elach. They will feel that. V'hini ruach hachadosh v'halev hachadosh kvar chelo es pu'olos. This new ruach and this new heart, it's already started. They've started to work. And these deep longings are beginning to awaken within us. Loshev Lashem, to return to Hashem. Lochush Am Echa, to feel as one people. Chadish Yemenu Kekedem, to return to the way it used to be. Ulevakesh Mikdash Vehechel, and to ask Hashem to have a Beis HaMikdash, to have the Hechel back. Bechol Eisei Meholchem Mizgarvim. These feelings are becoming stronger and stronger. Madrichim Es HaNefoshos Ba'oiz, L'tvias Chayim. And they are guiding the souls with strength and a demand for life. Elisha Kedarkesh HaKol Pulas Kaidis, but as it is with all things of holiness. Svichihi He'onus Mitzidenu. We need to respond to this. There's something going on. Something is happening. We can all feel that, but we need to respond. We need to answer. We need to do something. L'soira l'kras orzeh, to wake up, to awaken l'kras, to receive this light that we see that Hashem is pumping into our lives, into the world. L'fal and to do. Loitzio b'yeses eis, to bring it out, l'maisem and akarech l'po. Zoah shetzvichem anu lasas. I mean, you could argue, there were Jews, so I had this discussion back and forth in my family, and for years, that those Jews that they went to settle in Hebron, I don't mean Kiryat Arba, I mean by Avraham Avinu, that they went to live there. So Yesh Darshan L'Shavach, Yesh Darshan L'Gnai. And we've been having this conversation over the years. To endanger children, or to endanger your wife and children by living in such a shchuna, by living over there, where the Chevron has the worst chayis there. Chevron and Shechem are the worst chayis, kidua. To bring your family over there in that place. Are you allowed to? So there were Gedolei Yisrael that said, how could they do such a thing? How could they bring their families to be in such a place? Are you talking to be in such a place? It's not the time for that. And others said that there's no other way to begin unless we show the world and we show the Yishmaelim that we could take this. So I always say, when they're talking back and forth at the table, I always say, I don't know who's right. It's a big shaila. I don't know who's passing on these shailas. But I can tell you one thing, that I envy those people. I envy them. I'm. What do you mean? So then the kids will. What do you mean? You envy? So you're saying it's a mitzvah. You're saying it's a mitzvah. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a mitzvah or it's an aveir. I'm not sure. But I envy them. I envy their ruach. I envy their spirit. I envy their. I envy their taking that risk. I envy their idealism, which I feel I had once when I was younger. It's not there. It's very weak. I envy that. There's something that they have, those that have. And when I'm in Eretz, I talk to some of these guys. I go into some of their places where they live. Like you talk to Baruch Marzal. So you walk in the city. Like the first thing you might say is, "This guy's nuts. He's crazy." And it has his wife go along with that. How do they live like that? But then when I go to sleep, I'm lying there and I'm thinking, that's not nuts. That's heroic. I just don't have guts. Because it's not because of any philosophy or ideology I would do, it's just because I'm a chicken. But because I like it, it's nice. I like living in a warm and comfortable place, friendly and so on. They made their apartments over there. To live in these places. I remember we went to Israel years ago, went on a trip with Chaim against them, but he's not alive anymore. We went with him. And there's a family that lives on the edge of a mountain. Like, if you take 10 steps the wrong way, you're finished. They live on the edge of the, and they're Americans from like 30 years ago. They live in this place like a tent on the edge of a mountain. So, it's again, I'm not pasking. It's not for me to pask it. To live like this, to raise a family like that, and there are many svaros like this and like that, but the ruach is a ruach chadash. I don't know if it's right, but there's something from the ruach chadash, from the lev chadash, that's there, and that is very strong, and that I'm jealous of. I don't know if it's the right thing to do, you can't do such a thing. But to want to do such a thing is also a chashuv thing. To I want to do such a thing as a chashuv thing. The biggest trip that I take over here is to get to my car, you know. That's the biggest trip. And if you can't get a spot right in front of your house, then you have tightness. How come the neighbor took my spot? Oh, neighbor took my spot. This is our daigus, you know. I have my spot over here. These spots that we have. This is a leiv chadash. There's a ruach chadasha. It's all connected. It's connected. It's the learning and the different. Everything's connected. All of the years in Galus, we've been dead. That's how the Sefer started from the Vilna Gaon. Like in the dirt, mamish not alive. That's what Galus did to us. And Hakitz Avram Shaykh Ne'ofa. The simple pshat is called talking about Chesam Esim. I mean, the dead coming back to life. But you know what the Kotzke said? That the Kotzke said that he has the ability to bring the dead back to life, but he'd much rather bring the living back to life. He thought it's a much bigger chachmah to bring the living back to life, than to bring the dead back to life. Yeah, the dead back to life, he said, that's kunsa, he used to say. That's a kunz. You know, and I say in English, it's a trick. The Bershal knows how to do kunsa. He said, but to bring a living person back to life, he said, that's a chachmah. That's a chachmah, to bring a living person back to life. And that's what the Nevi'im are talking about. Lokum lakras ha'or, a harlech, to wake up and get up from the dirt. Harlech, zarech, nishmesenu. And to greet this light that is beginning to shine into our neshamas. Kumi oiri, we say every Friday night by Kabbalah Shabbos. Kumi oiri kiva oire. Uchvayid Hashem, alayach zorach. Uri, uri. Wake up. Liv shi uzech tzion. And clothe tzion, Yerushalayim, and clothe yourself in strength. Liv shi bigdei sefartech, Yerushalayim, ir ha'kodesh. Isnari me'ofa kumi, shvi Yerushalayim. To isnari, shake off the dirt of Galus, get up, shvi Yerushalayim, the prisoner of Yerushalayim, those who were imprisoned. Hispatchi moistrei tzavarech, tear off, open up the chains, the locks that are around your neck like prisoners. Shvi Basiyam, the prisoner of Yerushalayim Basiyam. This isn't just a nevuah of what's going to be. It's an avoider that we have to. It's an avoider for us. Kol doidi nezabom medagel har mikapes lagvoyz. He nezoyim enachak kosleinu mashgiach menachalonis meitzis menacharkim. Onoy doidi va'amali kumi lach rayosi kumi lach. So the beloved is saying, onoy doidi va'amar. The chasna is saying to the kala. Hashem is saying to the Jewish people. Hashem is saying. The Mashiach's around the wall on the other side is looking at us. The Shechina, Mashiach, Shechina, on the Daidi V'Amali, Kumilach, Rayosi Afasi, Kumilach, get up. Rayosi Afasi, my beloved, my beautiful one, Ulachilach, and go already, Lachilach. In the Ikka Torah, if I have them, Ben Hagolus, Ben Hagulah, beside Hadas. This is what we're talking about on Shabbos. It's Peh Shabbos. Dini Yitzias Mitzrayim, Das, V'yadatam Keni Hashem. The whole Indian of leaving Golas is V'yadatam Keni Hashem. That's the whole Tachlis is V'yadatam Keni Hashem. Because there's two types of Das. There's Das of Golas and there's Das of Gula. Das shall Gula and Das shall Golas. Shu soid moichin de Golas will moichin de Katan. So there was, you know, I've told you many times the Maisa from, I think it's the cousin Samagid. I don't remember, the cousin Samagid could be the Chayza, but there was a Yid, the cousin Samagid, I think it's because I was talking a lot about what we're talking about. Hisnari, Me'ahokumi, Gula, Hachisrael, he's talking a lot about Mashiach, and so on. So there's one of the simple Jews there that was listening got very, very fahitz. He was on fire from what the Rebbe was saying. And he got into his head, you know, that we're gonna get up and we're gonna go to Eretz Yisrael, it's enough already. So he went to ask his wife if they we should go to Eretz Yisrael. So he came back and told the Rebbe that I listened to what the Rebbe said, and I want to pack my things, and I want to go. So I asked my wife, no, the Magid says, what did she say? She She said, we finally married off the children. And we have now a place with them. We have some room. We have a little menucha. So now we're going to start going schlepping. So the cousin Samagid said to him, well, go ask your wife, what about the pogroms? What about the Cossacks? What about the Cossacks? So he said, okay, I'm going to ask her. So he ran to talk to his wife, and he came back there. He said, no, did you ask her? So he said, I asked her. So what'd she say? So he said, my wife said, why doesn't the Rebbe tell us that we should just settle down and stay here and send the Cossacks to Yerushalayim? Let them go schlepping. We'll stay here and send the Cossacks to Yerushalayim. And the tzaddik started to cry. And he said, these are simple Jews, but what they're saying is a deep thing. That's a problem. It's a problem. Send the Cossacks to Yerushalayim and let us stay here. It's a moichin. It's an unbelievable a moichin of katnas. Once time, you know this story that happened with Arizal when it was almost Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm sure you know that. It was time that he went out with the Talmidim to go to Kabbalah Shabbos in the field by Tzvas over there. And all of a sudden, Arizal said that, come, let's go to Yerushalayim. How are you supposed to get from Tzvas to Yerushalayim in 5 minutes? Because it's going to be candlelighting. But the Arizal said, let's go to Yerushalayim. So you go. He said, come, let's go to Yerushalayim. So the Talmidim spoke with each other, and they just said, we have to just go tell our wives. We have to go tell our wives. And then they went, and they came back. The Arizal said, doesn't make a difference anymore. It's for fun. And he said, if you think it was just about me and you going to your slime, wasn't just about that. It was much more than that. So you can ask a kasha. I'm not supposed to ask my wife's wishes. Am I supposed to just disappear? Okay, these are like Cossack questions. The same thing. They would have understood what the Rebbe was talking about and what was happening. And they would have felt that he wasn't given permission, obviously, to say. He was only allowed to say that much. Let's go to your slime now. And then, it didn't happen. So what does it mean? It means a moichin the katnas. You asked your wife every single thing in your life that you did. You have to ask her if we can go. Right? Okay, so you're a good husband. All of a sudden you became such a good husband. On the cheshbon of the Gula, on the cheshbon of Mashiach, you became such a good husband. That's how it is. Moichin, it's a moichin of golas, a moichin of katnas. I'm not suggesting that we don't ask our wife's permission. It gets out of being big trouble. It's the story of Nairizo. These are different people from us. It wasn't like now. But the moichin, the das of Golis is a das that's small. That's what I was talking about on Shabbos. It's a lot of people sign that we're going to make fun of it. When we see the truth, we're going to laugh. How silly we were. How silly. Like when you look back on pictures from when you were children. There's a friend of mine that he had a picture of when we were playing basketball in his driveway around 50 years ago. He thought he was, you don't know these names, there's Willis Reed and Will Chamberlain are facing off in the driveway, like the two little yeshiva kids, And it's like, at the time you felt like you were mamish, that they were going to call you from the NBA, you're just going to go to the phone and getting a call, that they're calling you up to play in the NBA, to play. And when you look at these pictures, it seems I was a little kid. You feel so silly, stupid. I'm a little kid. It's like you think like we're so chashiv now. When Mashiach comes, we're gonna look at ourselves and we're gonna say much, much, much sillier than the pictures from when we were children. Like when we have some old albums from the kids, and my daughters all say, no, don't look at, turn the page, because they feel they look goofy with pimples and head, braces and stuff. No, don't turn the page, especially if one of the husbands isn't all right. No. That's not, it looks terrible. So we have all of these albums that we're making now. We think these albums are so harsh, that we look so gvaldic in these albums. We're going to look back and we're going to say, no, not that picture. Not that picture of my davening. Take a picture of us, they're taking that pictures for the dinner, so they have this hush of a shot of all of us learning together. And then when Mashiach comes and they say, no, don't show that picture. Well, it was a nice picture, Bishas Mice, it was a nice picture. Yeah, but I wasn't saying the Torah properly, you were daydreaming, it wasn't what it was supposed to be. And we can say, don't show that picture, because we're going to be in such a different place of godless, of das, of geula, different davening, different learning, different world, mamash a different world. And all of this is such a katness. You know how you feel sometimes if you hear like people get into a fight over like where they're sitting at a wedding? You ever have such a thing? Or where they're sitting in shul, like these kind of fights. And if it's not your chair that's in question, how you look at it that's being so silly? I'm sure you do. I mean, it's silly. You know, being in sit for the wedding. You have families that they break up. The Chasna Kala had a miser around 7 or 8 years ago where the wedding was called off because each side with the mechitza, with the separate seating and mixed seating and all this stuff, and they didn't get married. They never got married, the couple. Because they said such things to each other, the families and the husband, Chasna Kala fought over where to sit. And most of the people, as you know, 90% of the people don't even bother sitting down. But carrying on, how could you put me away from my wife for the whole life? That's all you're trying to do is get away from her. And now, for 15 minutes, you couldn't, half hour, you couldn't, without making Chasna Kala miserable and whatever. Or the other way, I'm not taking this side or that side of the machines, whatever it is. But the marriage guy, it's such a das of goals, these things that we get into, that we fall into. You know, the examples are too many to go, but how that's what it means, that Hashem made a joke of Mitzrayim. It means Hashem made a joke, his alaltim is a joke to show how silly you thought that you were trapped in something and you couldn't get out of it. You thought that you had to get 8 hours of sleep. Well, who told you have to get 8 hours of sleep? So you said, the Rambam. How come? Yeah, the Rambam every single second was in the place of Dreykus. How come that when it comes to some other things in your life, you can manage on 6 hours of sleep, 5 hours of sleep? How come? You think you have to get 8 hours of sleep? Maybe when you're 60, 70, something like that. You're 35, 40 years old, you have to sleep for 8 hours? It's for 8 hours. There are people that sleep for 8 hours, 9 hours to sleep. And Torah Ma'atayala. I'm not talking about the girls who sleep because of time. You do other things. If you're using your time constructively, you also shouldn't sleep so much. But for a person who's chayav to learn, what are you lying there for so long? So those people always say, because they read in the magazine, that there are people that need a lot of sleep. So it happens there. It's talking about you in the magazine. Maybe it's just you. Maybe you're just an Aslan. Maybe you're just lazy. Did you ever try to kill yourself for a year just to get along on 5 hours or 6 hours and to spend a couple hours learning? What is it? What's the tzur of a Shabbos? The tzur of a Shabbos. How many hours of learning is on the Shabbos? How many hours to learn on the Shabbos? Winter, you have hours and hours at night. If it's hard for you because you're feeling tired at the end of the week, so come here. I'm Baruch Hashem here. Shabbos morning, I'm here, 5:15. Everybody can come, we can fill the whole base medrash at 5:15 in the morning. Go to the mikveh, go to Machaya, you can take yourself a cup of coffee, a tea. I can't do it. I can't do it. So go to sleep earlier at night. I also don't stay up like I used to so late, so I go to sleep a little bit earlier. Why not? And there are other things that we can do that we don't try to do because we have such a cottons. It's such a place of das of gullus. Why? Because my whole life I never did that. How could I do it? I can't do that. That's Mitzrayim. That's way of thinking is Mitzrayim. That I can't get out of this way of doing it. I can't change. I can't improve. I'm trapped. No slave ever got out of Mitzrayim. I can't get out of Mitzrayim. That's what Hashem says. I'm going to make a joke of this. I'm going to make a joke out of it. The person feels that they want to lose weight. I can't lose weight. I can't because I have this is how I eat. I'm like, I can't hold myself back. These are made sorrow that are, and the doctor says you got to lose weight. It's not good for you. It's not healthy. You have to lose weight. I can't. Every time I try, but I walk in the kitchen and I hear the donut calling to me or something. I can't. It's hard. So people buy all kinds of books. Things to figure out some diet that lets me eat the donut. And that's a good diet. They understand how come the donut diet you know, they gained 45 pounds on the donut. I had a friend of mine had a milkshake diet. He's a very, very big guy. And then we used to just tell him, like, you know, we used to go to the pizza shop. We used to go to Carvel back in the old days. And he would always come with, like, two milkshakes and five slices. And he'd say, like, you know, this is... And he was like... So then he found about some milkshake diet, because he likes milkshakes a lot. So then for 3 weeks, he only had milkshakes. Even on Shabbos, he didn't have fleishiks, he just had milkshake. It was crazy, like how much weight he gained. The milkshake. Because he couldn't be mevata on the milkshake. He couldn't let go of the milkshake. So, but this is a das of golos. These are just little things that become big things, but they're not big things. Moichin das of gula is to think about big things. To think about big things. Ein shabsha hebdal niko bichtzaynis shagolus yitzia min haaretz upizer haam. Externally, all golus. Externally, golus means well, we're dispersed. Jews are all over the place. That's golus. Mikomo kom zeu hashinu b'sadachitzaynis. That change of being dispersed all around the world and starting to come back to our home. Okay, that's terrific. But that's only that's a small part of Gula, just physically relocating. And that's hard enough. But that's a small part of it. The Ikar Pnimius and Mahus I have, though, that's not the main difference between Golas and Gula where you live. There are people who live in the old city of Yerushalayim that they have a das of Golas bigger than us. They live in the old city. They could see the Har HaBayis from their windows. And they're fighting over a pickled herring, a schmaltz herring, a chayin with sweet chayin, and the chayin's not sweet. And he throws the chayin at her, and she ducks. And then she spends the whole Sunday cleaning the wall from the chayin. It's a nice show. It wasn't in the old city, it was in the Yerushalayim, but not in the old city. She had to spend the whole Sunday trying to, then she just ended up painting the wall. He threw the chayin at her, because she got the wrong fish. She ducked, Baruch Hashem, she's okay. Got all over her dress, but she didn't get hit with him. He threw the chayin at. Fine couple with her. Children have long payas. Yeah, all over the world. Had to paint the wall. Chayin. How do you explain that to the painter? What happened? It was acidic. You know, we opened the drawer and it exploded. I'm not sure what he's supposed to say. How do you explain there being chayin? Like on the wall. The dining room table's over here. Like, why is there chayin all over the wall? What happened over here? In Yerushalayim, not in the old city. It was in Yerushalayim. It happened to be, it was in Ramat Eshkol. But how did that happen, such a thing? So the countless that we live in. Okay, so we left. It's a crazy thing. We would never do such a thing. Because you don't want to mess up the wall. Right? But how could it be such a thing? All this. So Gula is not just about where you live. Where you live. There are Jews that live, you know, in the middle of, you know, Montana. There's a Jew someplace, and he has Moichin of Gula of Mashiach. And there's a Jew that lives in the old city, and he has Das of Golas, total Golas. The main difference is not where you live. Of course, that's a huge thing. The main difference is the Etzem and the Foshes. What are you thinking about? How do you look at things? Das, what's your das? What do I think about? The PSS and the Eshkadi said that if there would be a picture of the thoughts, of all the thoughts that a normal person had in one day, and if that would be a picture, you could make into a picture, he said that 90% of the people in the world, they'd have to put them into an asylum. If there would be a picture of the things that a regular person thinks about during the day. They put him into it, they lock him up. They say, the guy's dangerous. He's dangerous. It's strange. He needs to be put away. He said, that's just a regular, normal person. It's beside Hadar Shalom. Where a person's mind is. Gam Nekudas Ahev De La Mahusis Ben Madregas Eretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz Hizu. What's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Because you go there on vacation or because you live there, that gives you a das of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a different das. We're learning that in Yerushalayim. It's a different das. It's a different way of thinking. Das of Eretz Yisrael. It's not just that you live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a different Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael, he mokam das elokim emes. Eretz Yisrael is a place of das elokim emes. And if you're not living it that way, and you live in Eretz Yisrael, it means you're really, really missing. You're missing the point of being there. Being in Eretz Yisrael is to live in a place of das of gula. Akedekarta, the tzaddikim, they were afraid to go. They were afraid. They were afraid to live there. But the Ramban said that you know that you're in the king's palace, and if you do something wrong in the king's palace, it's not like doing it something wrong somewhere far away. They were afraid. Not because they were avoiding, they wanted to be there. They were afraid to live there. Why were they so nervous? What can I use like? For the first 15 minutes, everybody goes, you know, you get excited, but then afterwards, everything is so different there. The way we think, the way that we talk, we're working on Yerushalayim. Everything is so different. I saw that there was a. Let me read this. Says, "Lachin ba'avdan adas Hashem ba'hagolus." There was golus comes from a loss of das. Machmas chayser shaych zapnimus. Madvegas Eretz Yisrael. Even you're living in Eretz Yisrael, but you don't have a shaychus to the das of Eretz Yisrael. To the das of Eretz Yisrael. I saw there was an Israeli couple that had to come to America for some medical treatment. And they were in this hospital was maybe in Houston somewhere. It wasn't in New York, but they had to come for medical treatment, this Israeli couple. And they were talking, they were in the waiting room, and there were no Jews in this place. They were goyim. It wasn't even in Houston. It was someplace further. And they were goyim in the waiting room. And they're talking to each other in Hebrew, the husband and wife. And he says that all of a sudden, somebody comes over, and in broken English, the English wasn't great, but in broken English, this person said, "Do you speak English?" So the Israeli said, "Yeah, we speak English. We can speak English." So he said, are you Jews? He said, "Yeah, we're Jews." So he was all excited. He called his wife over and he said, these are Jews. So it turns out they come from a little village in Mexico. They also had to come for some treatment. And they came from a little village in Mexico. They were never in Mexico. They never saw a Jew. And they were all excited because because it says in the Bible, he's a religious guy, and it says in the Bible that the Jews are God's children. Doesn't it say that in the Bible? So he was very proud. He said, "Yes, it says, it says that the Jewish people are God's children." So he said, "We never met one of you." And they were like excited about it. "We never met a Jew." So he said, "So what's it like? Like you're the child of the king. So like, what do you think about all day?" That's what he asked them. "Like, what do you think about? Like, what's on your minds?" He meant it like very sincerely. And this person told this over to Tzadik, and we got back there to Israel. He said, "What a mussy he got from this little Mexican guy. You're a Ben Melech. What are you thinking about?" He assumed that if you're a Ben Melech, the Jews are royal. So it must be that you don't think like regular people. Must be how, who knows what, that you're thinking about all kinds of things. He said, what a mussy, you know, that a Ben Melech should be thinking about Malchus. Should be thinking about Malchus. It's a Da'as of Gula, it's a different Da'as. And we are Hashem's children. And we are royalty. But where's the Da'as of Malchus? Where's the Da'as of Gula? That's in Eretz Yisrael, especially, to be in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael is a schus to be in Eretz Yisrael. Especially to live in Eretz Yisrael. Ha'uvda. Shahadas, he nekudas ayesod behevdo begolus legulim of whoever's b'ksuvim. There are many, many psukim that show this. That which distinguishes between golus and gula is not location. That's, of course, very important. That's not what makes the distinction. What really makes the distinction is das. L'chein gola ami mibli das. It says in Yeshaya, my people are in golus mibli das. For lack of das. Ki'ikah golus ben nefilas adas lekatnis. This is it, Rabbi Nachman. Of course, ki'ikah hagolus. The main thing of golus is nefilas adas lekatnis. Memela bo bikvasar gam nedidas aguf. That when we fall into katnis, then memela, the result of that is that we begin to have to wander around physically till we have to dray around. Because if we'd be in a place of Das of Gula, we would never be able to part with Yerushalayim. We wouldn't be able to part with Eretz Yisrael. We wouldn't be in that place. But once we go into that, we sink into that place of Das being in Gula. So the Mimela, it's just a matter of time until we physically are wandering around. Maybe my next week will be in a different place.